And are you refreshed?
I am.
Good.
You are ready to continue?
Yes, yes. I picked up Neil's book, Conversations with God for Teens, the other day. And what he apparently had done, he had asked a group of teenagers, if you could ask God any question, what would it be? And he got a whole bunch of questions, and then he responded back to that. So I just thought it would be great fun to hear, because they're great questions. And I'd love to hear what your responses would be.
God is smarter than his God?
No, I think my God's almost as much fun as his God. He's got a fun God, too, however. Yeah, they're both a lot of fun. First one was, what is the purpose of life?
Joy.
Thank you. The next one, why
expansion is inevitable, and so many people think that expansion is the purpose.
That's true.
Because expansion is the result of a joyous reaching. But joy is what it is all about.
Thanks for expanding that. Thank you. The next one, why is there so much killing and suffering? And can a teenager do anything about it, considering the fact that adults seem to hold all of the power?
Well, the reason that there is so much killing is because humans keep believing that the way to their perfect life is by ridding themselves of things that contradict their life. And so, rather than reaching for a vibrational adjustment, they are eternally, it seems, trying to control conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at something wanted and say yes to it, you include it in your experience. When you look at something not wanted and shout no at it, you include it in your experience. So the more they focus upon what they do not want, the more they include it in their experience, and the worse their experience becomes. And so their drastic means of getting rid of these things that they believe it is well-meaning, they're just wanting to rid themselves of unwanted things so that they can live joyful. So the motive is joyful. They are just going about it in a way that will not work. Can anybody do anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can do something about it and affect their individual experience, but no one has the power to affect all other experiences.
Mm.
So whether you are a teenager or any ager, by adjusting your vibration, you can control what happens to you. But we would not encourage anyone, not even that which you call God, to try to control the experiences of all. It is an individual effort.
The next one, probably you covered that already just now. Why does the world seem so full of hate?
It only seems that way to one who has activated that in their vibration, and then that's all they see. It is a small part of what the world is.
It's true, isn't it? Why aren't all of us born smart? One of them asked.
You are all born with the ability to attract infinite intelligence on any subject. You have never been a storage cabinet that is collecting smartness. You are a radio transmitter receiver that aligns with it. If you get convinced early on that you are not smart, and you keep that vibration activated,
mm-hmm.
then you can never feel intelligent. But all have the ability to attract whatever they need whenever they need it. All are equal in that sense.
That kind of answers the next question, too, then. One of them said that so many people are short of food and housing. Why doesn't everyone use their natural ability to be happy and to get the things they want out of life?
Everyone can have whatever they want, but if you get fixated on shortage, shortage will be your experience. Just as you get fixated on abundance, abundance will be your experience.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It all has to do with your vibrational inclination.
Well, that probably answers this one, too.
That vibrational inclination, by the way, is taught. In other words, you are naturally abundant, but shortage is taught. You learn that in your physical format, not from your non-physical perspective.
Mm.
Shortage is a human learned behavior.